This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update from Monday, 17th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and inviting this afternoon. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while in Jerusalem, a gentle breeze complements the clear skies. Haifa also enjoys pleasant conditions, making it a perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. A senior IDF official warns that the situation with Iran could deteriorate at any moment. This follows the expiration of the ceasefire with no new agreement. That's according to Walla. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Netanyahu's demand to limit strikes is influenced by the Trump administration's diplomatic push. The U.S. seeks peace in Gaza and Lebanon, urging Israeli restraint. Also this hour. Katz has ordered the IDF to present a plan in 2 weeks to shift West Bank enforcement to police. This comes after a recent settler standoff near Kusra, as reported by Ynet. Separately, Iran declares that the 60-day window for talks with the U.S. is now irrelevant. The MOU expires without progress, according to JNS. And finally, from the forward, anti-Israel Republicans are testing their strength in the Florida primaries. They're making criticism of Israel a key part of their campaigns. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jonathan Shanzer, a policy expert, noted just minutes ago that Iran used the 60-day MOU window to prepare for wider conflict. Open Source Intel, a conflict analyst, highlighted that comments by National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir have sparked backlash. He suggested a nightly elimination of terrorists. From Al Arabiya English, posted recently, sources say Netanyahu told Trump's envoys that the military won't withdraw from Gaza until Hamas is disarmed. The prime minister seeks guarantees on Hamas's disarmament and funding halts. Turning to our first story, a senior IDF official has expressed concerns over potential rapid escalation with Iran. The memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran expires tonight without a new deal. Walla reports that tensions remain high, particularly given the regional implications. Civilians are advised to stay informed as developments unfold. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reveals that diplomatic efforts are influencing military decisions. Netanyahu's move to limit strikes aligns with U.S. diplomatic needs in the region. This development underscores the delicate balance between military action and diplomatic negotiations. The impact on regional stability remains to be seen. Starting with Katz's directive, Ynet reports that the IDF has 2 weeks to propose transferring civilian enforcement in the West Bank to police. This shift follows tensions near Kusra, highlighting ongoing security challenges. The change aims to address settler and Palestinian relations, potentially easing tensions. In related news, Iran's stance on the expired MOU signals continued strain. JNS notes that Washington's pressure hasn't yielded results in the negotiation window. This development could affect regional diplomacy and economic conditions as both countries navigate their tense relationship. Finally, the forward highlights a shift in U.S. politics. Anti-Israel sentiment among Republicans is gaining traction in Florida primaries. This reflects changing dynamics in American political discourse, potentially influencing future U.S.-Israel relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports on Israeli company Descartes, which is making waves in the AI sector. Anthropic's interest in acquiring Descartes for $7 billion illustrates the company's rapid rise and importance in AI development. Separately, unusual trends in the real estate market are emerging. Israel Hayom Business indicates that financing benefits are leading to deal cancellations without penalties. The South is seeing a significant number of these cancellations, impacting the housing market. And finally, Maytronix is experiencing a boost. Globes reports that their share price is climbing as private equity firm FIMI considers investing. This potential investment could rejuvenate the pool cleaning company's fortunes. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.